Good morning. 00 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
65 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
62 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
60 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
63 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
63 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
59 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
59 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
61 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Mostly sunny.
62 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
65 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
66 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
68 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
68 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
74 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees.
NAWJN testing. NAWJN testing.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees.
DFA BOT on mobile.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees.
PEDON, nothing heard. PEDRHB.
Thank you very much, Pat. Alright, we'll go ahead and get started. Let's see, a couple of options come around the street, things going on. Tomorrow evening, we've got a meeting that is the first of our planning sessions for the fall exercise. Yes, it's that time of year. October 12th will be here soon enough. So mark your calendars for the second Saturday in October. It's on the ARPLC website calendar as well. We'll have our idea gathering tomorrow and probably come out with the basic scenario before long. And the plan to cease to send the plan out to y'all 1 month prior to the exercise, just as we've been doing in the past. Tuesday, I'll be down to Diamonddale. We have the second drill for Fermi 2, and that is just ahead of the evaluated exercise, which will be later this month. So looking forward to getting down there for that. And then Wednesday evening is the Region 5 OXCOM committee, subcommittee meeting as part of RECWID, the Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Working Group. And now you know why we call it RECWID. So anyway, if you're interested in joining that, if you don't have it, you're not already on the list, you just drop me a note or a wing link, K-E-A-G-O-R, and you can get an invite for that. It's on at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. All right, with that, let's go to KDE-RHP, followed by NA-AZU. KDE-RHP, what's happening down your way?
Good afternoon, Max. Good to hear you. Good to hear those of you on the net. Not too much going on here, at least around the district. District's been quiet. Working on hoping to fill the vacancy in St. Joseph County pretty soon, so stay tuned there. Also, looking at this upcoming week, I'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I will be in the MOCOM trailer at the Calhoun County Fair, and I'll be basically being dispatched. So looking forward to that. Took some time off of work to be able to support that. So that's a good learning opportunity for me and supporting the CERB agency. Not too much other than that. As of now, went to Detroit this weekend and hung out there. Not too much OXCOM radio related or CERT stuff going on. So I'll give it back to you, Max. Let me circle back. We did have an EF2 last week. EF2 last week, so in St. Joseph County. It just went just south of my work in the southwest corner of Kalamazoo County, and it went into, it started just north and west of Three Rivers, and that's where it wound up. It was about 8 miles long, and it started out as an EF1, their original ranking, and then they upgraded it to an EF2, so, left my work and went and spotted. Didn't see anything, but too close for comfort there. Anyways, that's all I got. Thanks for doing it. This is KD8RHP.
All right, KD8RHP, KD8RHP. Wow, yeah, getting close to the weather like that. I'm not sure what the way you all have it, so glad to know that you came through that all. And it would be nice to hear about getting the radio system up. That would be good to hear. That's fun if the don't need too many elephants. Next up, we got NLOB to be powered by KAJDD. Mr. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Working on the bench today, tuning up some duplexers for another repeater I'm going to put on the air, but nothing important here. Just riding along and trying to do my part. Thank you guys for being here. It's a little short. I think Jeff's out of town today, so I don't know if anybody was there to link everything else in or not, but I'm here. So thanks for being that control, and I'll sit here and listen out in case I'm needed. I need OBU.
All right, well, we appreciate you riding along with our every week. It's good service to have. Appreciate it. Next we go to KAJDD to be powered by KW5AS. This is Jim. How are things in Washtenaw?
KAJLN and the net, this is KAJBD, ECRO for Washtenaw County. His name is Jim. The people are just fine. Got a little rough in spots. The propagation is kind of weird, but that's sort of what happens when you're in a minor geomagnetic storm, I suppose. But everything went well. Appreciate WDA USA running the net. What's happening here? One local radio club, Arrow, has a guy in that's going to be talking about fractal HF antennas on Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to checking that out and seeing what's going on. And Other than that, the only thing is there is a possibility, I'll find out probably tomorrow for sure, that I may be over in Wayne County sort of participating on the FEMA, not FEMA, but permit, second exercise. Looking forward to that if that comes through. That'll be a great chance to sort of get over and see what's going on over in Wayne County. So I'm hoping I get the chance to go do that. Other than that, I've got a hex team that is sitting down there calling for me to put together. And so I have paint and other goodies. And one of these days when I finally get around to a little extra time, I will go through and set that up. I had a 17-meter box in at one point, and I solar UV sort of eventually took out the fishing poles I used as shredders. So looking forward to get back and hammer the beam on 20 and 17. I figured that's the only ones that really need. Other than that, there's not a heck of a lot going on. You're enjoying the weather, having some great weather here for a change. Actually, in Michigan, the weather's not bad at all most of the time. So I'm grateful for that. Anyway, thanks for running the NetMax, and I'll take it back to you. Cookie8DON, this is K8JBD.
All right, Jim, thank you very much for the report there. K8JBD is K8DON, Michigan section, 3039. Well, look forward to hearing you when, if you do get over to we'll be listening from Diamonddale there. We're also, I should mention, we're going to have a couple of injects, I guess, so we're going to see if you can contact Wisconsin. They're reflecting on the CFA from their COC. When they've operated on the Region 5 max, you mentioned that, but most of the operators tend to be running from their home locations.
I go to the RCLC when it's my turn to be back control, mainly because the equipment's better, and I don't think there's like a chance to really touch on that location as well. So, hey, hopefully you get down there, and like I said, hopefully we'll get to chat with you. All right, next we go northbound. We're going to go up to Menominee, AW5AS, to be followed by WGEOK. Hey, Skip, I waved when we drove by. I don't know if you saw me or not. What's happening up your way?
This is KW5AS.
Good afternoon,
good night.
First of all, I can hear everybody. Just that alone is a great achievement.
I'm sorry I missed your way. I was looking, but couldn't find you at the time. As far as what's going on here, well, I've been figuring around. I have WinLink working both on packet and backdoor. I've managed to, on a good night when propagation was good, I managed to catch a packet station in Wisconsin that I could actually test out and send. So I've got backdoor packet working. Was working on digital modes. I was running an old version of MixW 2.0 and 2.1. But anyways, it allowed me to use Olivia, but not a lot of other modes like FT8 wasn't invented yet back then. So I for a while there, I tried some other software, couldn't get them to work. So I'm in the process of just hooking the old MixW backup on my old PS2000. Right now I'm on the 590. I've got two HF rigs. I had two of them for when I was in hurricane territory. That way I can actually split the station into two and have one station ready and hooked up the back door while the other one could actually run voice. So I had one for digital, one for voice. And it worked out pretty well, son. And I assume that I'd like to see if I could talk to some people around here to set up similar to what I had in Texas. I had a good station that I could run on battery or generator. So what I could do is when you had EOCs that were not in great spots with great antennas, I could be a relay station where I could pick up the traffic and then pass the traffic on to EOC and back and forth. I was just fine. Other than that, just kind of tinkering around. I know winter's going to be here soon, so I'm trying to get all the outside stuff done so I can do the inside tinkering for winter. And also, I'd like to get the house done, get the house in order. I think I will probably sell the place next year. Just getting older, and I think that I would rather not shovel snow the rest of my life. And I'm over that control, NW5A.
All right, Steve, thanks for the report. KW5AF, KUPM, Michigan Section 8 RPLC net. Having multiple modes of wind link available to you is a good thing.
Like I said, a mineral station is pretty good, but evidently I've hit it to max, but That's Dan 3. What I experienced on the Oxcom not today. Wish everybody a great rest of the weekend, and Max, back to you. WDA Dealer, say over.
Alright, thanks, Joe. T-E-D-O-N, did you copy any of that?
Negative, just down right into my lifeline, unfortunately.
Alright, so comments from WDA USA. He's asking if you could send him the link for the Reckwick meeting on Wednesday. He also mentioned that they've been focused on the antenna system in Grand Rapids at the Red Cross building. Said that they're it should have PACTOR 3, VHF, UHF, DMR, and DSTAR, and a few other things there. So that was his main message back to you. Over.
Okay, Roger, thank you for relaying. I will be sending out the meeting reminder probably tonight. So thank you again for the relay there, Brett. This is KEADON, Michigan Chester Real DRCNet, and we reached the bottom of the roster, so I'll take a pause here and see if there's anything else you'd like to check in. Please call now.
Kilo, Charlie, 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron, in Saginaw County.
ACAYDF, anyone else wishing to check in?
In relay.
Alright, Mr. Rand, ACAYDF, over to you for comments. How are you from Saginaw?
This is KC8YVF, Ron, CRO for Saginaw County. Not too much going on here in Saginaw County this month. Back on the August 6th, we participated in the National Night Out, part of the county event. Had a very good showing, even though it had rained quite a bit earlier in the day. They were still able to get the event off. Normally they bring in a helicopter or two, but none of those arrived this year because of the weather, the cloud cover and things like that, so that did not happen. But they were able to adjust to put all the vehicles on in the parking lot rather than on the lawn where they normally park them. It's out held normally at the Saginaw Township soccer fields. But it turned out very well attended. 2,000-3,000 people at least. We had our county communications trailer set up. There were seven of us there that were manning the trailer to do tours through the comms trailer, talk about amateur radio, emergency service, weather spotting, and whatever else they wanted to know. So we did set up at 5 o'clock. The event started at 6, ran to about 9 o'clock, and like I said, we had good turnout there for that. Coming up on the 22nd is our next ARIES training. This is our normal welcome back kind of thing. We give them July off, so we do kind of a little cookout to start out the night, and then we do a movie night where we come up with some emergency type of preparedness, movie-related type thing. We've been doing this for probably 10, 12 years. So it welcomes everybody back. They get something to watch that's kind of emergency and preparedness oriented. So it's a good time. September, we'll be in mode. We'll be doing our training down at our 911 center at the conference room there in preparation for the SAT in October. So hopefully we'll have a little preliminary information that I can pass along to everybody at that meeting since it falls the fourth Thursday of the month there in September. So that's what I've got from Saginaw County. Back to Net Control, KCAYDF.
All right, KCAYDF, KUDON, Michigan, Section 8, out to our team. Well, I will
get you now, as this, it'll get the exercise plan out by about the 14th of September, so I think that might work out for you as to being able to have information that's on the lawn. So earlier than that, I had mentioned that that's our first planning session will be tomorrow night, and of course, the Senate itself will be on October 12th.
Let's see here. Let's see. He's once again at the bottom of the roster for the Michigan section of the AFPSC. Matt, if there's anyone else wishes to call before we close, please call now. All right, hearing none, we had a runtime of 23 minutes or 7 seconds. Thank you very much for joining this afternoon. That will conclude this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Next week, District 5 will return at the wheel. And we wish everyone a good, safe, and healthy week ahead. This is KEDOM closing this session and returning this frequency to normal MCU. KEDOM.
Thanks for being at control. Thanks to everybody that participated. We'll try to catch you again next week, 73, and it'll be your clearing remote.
I appreciate your help. Okay, you too.
KDA-RHB. KDA-RHB, clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 69 degrees.
WHCTT. KF8BLX monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 71 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 69 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly clear, 69 degrees.
KFADYL, monitoring.
QRZ station calling, this is November 8, Delta Tango.
November 8, Delta Tango, this is KFADYL. How are you doing this evening?
Doing all right. We are on our way back home, coming down I-75 back to Lake Orion. Currently just south of Saginaw, and probably be home about 11 o'clock. Same here as Dave, and home QTH is Lake Orion.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're probably not too far from me at the moment, actually. I'm in Birch Run here. Coming off the Guilford Tower, probably the same place you're off of at the moment. How's traffic on I-75?
Oh, so far everything is fine. I shouldn't say that. It's a knock on some wood, but it doesn't get bad till we get in a little closer. But it's been fine so far, moving right along. We didn't get off until 7:15, something like that. So a lot of the heavy traffic is already gone, I guess.
Yeah, I generally just avoid the Birch Run town proper on Sundays and Fridays. Because I know on Fridays it's usually the northbound people getting off and getting gas and stopping at the Myers and stopping at the restaurant there, and Sundays it's usually the southbound. I don't need to go into town. I don't need to go into town today. I'm good. But last weekend the southbound I-75 on Sunday was a nightmare. So. Yeah, I don't know what it is weekend to weekend, but count your lucky stars, because traffic's falling. Life's good.
Yeah, Roger. We were in the traffic last weekend, but we had a late start, and so we missed a lot of it. And then we tend to cut off and take 69 over and down into Lake Orion instead of taking the rest of the mess in I-75 there. So, anyway, so far, so good. I'm just wondering how I'm making it there. Am I full quieting? I'm just running a handy talkie here, 5 watts, into a little quarter wave that I got stuck on the window of this new truck. Just wondering what it sounded like.
I mean, there's some slight background noise and a little bit of, you know, a little bit of louder fry in there, but your audio is, you know, I'd say 80%. It's really good. I have no problem making out what you're saying. But there's a little bit of background noise, but nothing I would say I would worry about.
Hey, Roger. I'm starting to hear just a little bit of flutter on the repeater, so that means I'm going to disappear pretty quick. So anyways, what was the name there?
My name's Ken.
All right, Ken. Well, very nice to meet you, and thanks for the radio check there. I can see that we're approaching the bridge, and a lot of cars are trying to fill in here. So. Guess I better get both hands back on the wheel. 7310, nice talking to you, and probably catch you again. Drive this way a lot, so probably see you on down the road. 73, November 8, Delta Tango, off and clear.
Yeah, good chatting with you. Safe travels. Can't fade a while.
David, are you still there? David, WHSS, Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra.
Yeah, W8SS, this is an ADT.
Roger, roger. thank you for coming back. My name is Joe. I was just, as you guys were chatting, I was looking at QRZ, and it looks like you put together a nice station there, and I particularly like the old Heathkit stuff, the SV line stuff, the transceiver and the external VFO, really nice. Did you recabinet the external VFO? It looked like it was a different cabinet.
Yeah, it's a black walnut cabinet that I made out of wood that was a tree we cut down. And my brother and I cut it into planks, and we had wood chop rigged up and in a planer, so we could clean it all up. And it was just really a piece of scrap. But the VFO was actually the tube version. The SP-102 that's in the picture has the solid-state version of that, what they call the LMO, the Linear Master Oscillator. But I found that tube-based unit out of a broken-down SP-101 that I saw at a ham fest, and I thought, well, if that VFO works, that's what I want. And I modified it to work with the SP-102, and that worked sweet. It was really cool. But yeah, I made a cabinet, and it was aluminum panel that I rubbed with steel wool to get the grainy look to it, and I bought the plastic parts for the dial and built it into that wooden case.
Yeah, roger that. It looks really nice. I think that's a really cool idea. It's nice to be able to blend two hobbies, you know, the electronics and communications hobby with the woodworking. And that's really sweet. I like it. I thought it was really cool. But I took like a second look at it. I looked at it and I said, oh, here's what he's got. And then I went, hey, what the heck's different about that? So anyway, no, that's nice. And by the way, I really like the old SV series Heathkit stuff. And it was always very good. I mean, yeah, you're right, tubes and all that. But look, it was good stuff. And it was really well, it was easy to fix. It was easy to keep running, easy to tune up, and worked really, really well. Plus, there was a lot of band spread the way they did the their oscillator. So, you know, it was kind of reminiscent, if you will, of the old Collins stuff that had the 200 kilohertz VFOs. Anyhow, we need to sort of station. Today, I guess that would be considered an old school station, but a damn nice one. And did you build it yourself, by the way?
Yeah, I've built the entire SV line and probably a couple other dozen Heathkits in my life. Yeah, that SV-102 I built when I was 12 years old. Previous to that, I had an HW-16. The only rig I ever sold, I never should have got rid of it, but I needed money. Yeah, I had an HW-16. I built that when I think it was 9. I got licensed then. And then after a couple of years, I got the 102, actually probably only about a year, and I got the 102 and I built that, and got the spectrum analyzer, got the monitor scope, got the station console, I got the complete SV line, even the electronic gear, and all kinds of various other things. I even built the Heathkit guitar amplifiers and stereo amplifiers, and just about, you know, just anything you can think of. There's a really good book of all the Heathkits that was really cool to get, because it's got pictures of every single kit that I ever built, and that was pretty cool. And all that SP line still operates, except my monitor scope. I got a short in the high voltage transformer, and I got to replace it, but the stinking transformer is like $150, so you know, I don't know whether they want to do anything with it. And AD keeper ID.
Yeah, roger that, W8SS. I like that stuff. It was a lot of fun, and I can tell that you have an addiction to burning rosin smoke. Yeah, I built them all. I liked them all. I really enjoyed Heathkits. I miss it very much. And it was a lot of fun to sit down and have a project for a weekend, you know, maybe sometimes longer, you know, depending on the size of the project, to put the thing together and solder it. But you know how everything went from hand-wired chassis, it went to PCs, and then from there it went to, you know, more modular stuff, and of course, the ICs that got bigger and bigger and then had processors in them, and the next thing you know, everything was different. But, you know, the nice thing about all that is it taught you to solder things that we never did in the Heathkit days, like surface-mounted devices, and soldering them wasn't hard, you could repair them. It was reasonable, but, yeah, I hear you. Things changed over the years, didn't they? They sure did. Hey, and you know, the hobby has changed, and I don't know, that's a long discussion, but I just don't hear the number of people on that I used to hear on. I don't hear the level of technical excellence among the people that I used to hear, and I don't hear, I hear more people on digital modulation systems and working through reflectors that don't even understand. You know, they say, well, I worked in Australia on my HD today. Well, sort of, you know, but anyhow, you've got a nice antenna system, and a fine station, and that was very, very admirable, and it was something that I know I did the same thing you did growing up. You know, I liked all this stuff as a little guy, and I was dying to do it and build it up and build a station and get the antennas up high in the air and have EAG and all that. And slowly but surely, I made all that come true. But I fully understand what you're saying. Anyhow, it's really nice to see the old classical gear and have talked to somebody who actually built it and knows how to make it work.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that 102's been through a lot. When I retired it and put a Kenwood PSA-30 in its place, I still use it, but I kept it at a cabin I had up in the middle of the state. And at one point, I turned it on, and it caught fire. And it turned out that a mouse had built a nest right inside the RF cage for the 6146 vinyl. And it caught that fire. And I put it out, but it ended up burning traces off of some of the band select boards that big band switch goes through, that stack of boards. And I had to remake traces out of pieces of wire and stuff like that. But I made it work and, you know, retuned it up so the minor variances and tolerance were all taken care of. And the power supply for it, I was using it. I moved it to another house when I built a place up in Boyne City. And I would turn it on and just had it in the background listening to it because, you know, it would warm up the shack for me with those 19 tubes in it. And I went outside and was doing something, and I came back in, and the house smelled absolutely horrible. And it turned out that the choke in the PI network of the output of the 800 volts on that power supply had burned up. And, you know, it was a tar-impregnated, you know, windings, and, oh, my God, was that an awful-smelling thing. And I was able to find one of the chokes for cheap. I don't remember who I got it from. I think it was off of eBay or something like that. But I rebuilt it and made it work again, and so all that SP stuff works except for the power supply problem in the SP-16.
Roger that. Well, that's great, Dave. I don't know if I ever mentioned, my name's Joe. I'm on a handheld. I'm located in Fenton. Yeah, that's great. Well, even what you did there is you made the mistake of turning it on and letting the smoke out, you know? that's happened to me in the past, believe me. I think the worst thing I had in a long while here was I had a air variable that arced due to an antenna problem, and when it arced, it soldered the, it was a high voltage arc, and it soldered the rotor to the stator in an air variable capacitor, which of course took an 8877 out, just boom, out. And now I use that tube as a paperweight. I like it so much because it's an iMac too. That's the worst part. It wasn't a sweat Lana, it was a iMac. And I've got it on my desk here as a paperweight, but that's the kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah, Roger. And you're right. You know, you can get into that stuff and work on it and fix it. I still love it. What I'm going to do is the, you know, the main check's got the FT-EDX 5000 in it, which I absolutely love that rig. That is just a wonderful radio. But I love my old stuff, and so I'm eventually going to remodel my shack. And instead of it being built on the desk like you see it, it's going to be more of like a wraparound table that takes up the room. And I want to put the whole SB line back together, so all the pieces are set up as a, you know, a retro 70s, you know, East-Kit station. But for now, it is what it is. And I modified the Spectrum Scope and the Band Scope to work with the FTDX 5000, which is crazy. I mean, who would do something that ridiculous? But I love those old scopes so much. I just wanted to see them flickering all the time, so I spent the time to, you know, design some interfaces and make it go. But I think I will eventually make it more of the modern shack and the shack that I grew up with. Anyways, yeah, Joe, nice talking to you. I'm still sounding this. The repeater's coming in really well. I'm surprised. And I just got a quarter wave that stuck on the back rear window just sitting alongside the car, and I'm talking about an FE70D, so about maybe 5 watts. I can't believe I'm still hanging in there, so probably going to drop like my hot. So that's 73D, Joe. Nice talking to you, we're cranking up now. So probably run into you again, November 8th, El Tango.
Roger that. Well, thank you very much. You got a great signal. You're holding in real well. When you get a chance, go to QRZ and look up Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. You'll see a lot of my woodwork on there, and you'll see my station, and then, of course, the antennas we built and all that kind of stuff. Anyhow, pleasure speaking with you, and we'll look forward to hearing you again, as they used to say years ago, later down the log. Anyway, listen, take it easy, and... A beautiful station, Dave, and I really like the classic Heath Kit stuff. That was beautiful. All right, Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. Bye bye for now.
Hey, real fine, Joe. And by the way, I will say you are the first and only one that has ever picked out that VFO as being something different, and you got an eye for it. Good to hear you.
Yeah, like I say, look mine up on QRZ and you'll see why. There's all kinds of projects on my page, and it goes on and on forever. Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra. Bye-bye now.
22 hours. Mostly clear. 62 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 59 degrees.